Begin transmission.
Okay, well, I guess it's that time again, 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I think I am probably, perhaps, best well known for my ability to drink tea. Very good. Very hot, though. It's hot. It's hot tea today, because it's another cold, rainy day. But at least the tree hasn't fallen down yet, so I guess that's a good thing. Oh, put on my glasses here, because my football game is starting back up. It is, in fact, Saturday. So, you know, I spend a lot of time on Saturdays watching football. And right now I'm watching Newcastle destroy a team that shouldn't be being destroyed. It's currently 2-0 in the second half, just started. Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Isn't this fun? Yes, it is. But the truth of the matter is, I need to check my other channels. While this game is on, I need to go see if... Oh, and look at this. After this football game, there's a rugby game. Sweet. It's Saracens versus Harlequins. Kind of a classic matchup there. I will probably have to watch at least some of that, if not all of it. But right now, I need to go up to channel, 131 or 129? And I need to see if there's any Godzilla movies on today. Right now we have Jesse James meets Frankenstein's daughter. I bet that's a real gem. And we got Ghost Town and Rolling Thunder and Sugar Hill, which is not about, you know, early hip-hop or anything cool. And yep, there is no Godzilla on today. But later tonight on channel 129, we've got Danger Man, starring Patrick McGowan. And we got two episodes of that. Sweet. One at... what is it, 7, and the one at 10:45. Cool. I'm a big fan of Patrick McGowan. Ever since I was a kid watching The Prisoner. That's where people in the know Patrick McGowan from. lay people who aren't into old British television, mostly know Patrick McGowan from the movie Braveheart, starring Mad Max the Idiot. Yeah, Patrick McGowan was Longshanks. I think that might have been his last role, too. Patrick McGowan is no longer with us. Oh, and this tea is hot. But it is tasty. Yum, yum, yum. Alright, so no Godzilla on today. That's kind of disappointing. Maybe that was just the month of September. I don't know. But they do this every once in a while. One of those channels. They run Godzilla movies all month on Saturdays and during the weeks. It's fun. You know how much I love Gojira. Godzilla is good. Godzilla is fun. And what else we got? A lot of college football today. Yeah. So, that's fun for college football people. There's a Nebraska football game on today. I think it's on As he sneezes his head off. Yeah, I think the Nebraska game is on tonight. If there's nothing else on, I might watch some of it, just to see how bad the Cornhuskers are. Oh boy. Traditionally, the Nebraska Cornhuskers are a team to be reckoned with. Recognized as one of the best programs in the country, Nebraska has won the national championship 5 times. And they're really terrible this year. They have not won a game. It's all losses. I don't think in the history of Nebraska there's ever been a season this bad. And then today I think we play, I don't know, something tells me maybe Wisconsin. They're going to kill us. They've been killing us for the last 5 years. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else. I'm not really paying that much attention to it. Oh, and here comes Pippa, everybody's favorite. And there she goes. Don't you want to do some kitty stuff? Nope, kitties don't want to do kitty stuff. Today's an unusual day. Pippa got up at about the same time I did. Then she went up into the kitchen and she got up on the kitchen counters and just was watching stuff out the window. She was very interested in whatever was going on outside. Might have been a squirrel, might have been birds, might have been a rabbit or something, who knows. And so she didn't come down here to do kitty stuff while we do dubious goals committee. That's weird. This is a strange break from tradition today, but, you know, that's okay. Oh, look, John Joe Shelby is taking the free kick. Doo-doo-doo. So anyway, what am I doing? Well, I don't know. Am I going to do anything productive today? I don't know. Did I do anything productive yesterday? Well, sort of. I tried. If you listened to yesterday's show, you are aware that, oh, I needed to go to a guitar store to look for straps and, you know, a slide. Because I'm looking for another glass slide that's a little bit smaller and that fits a little bit better so it doesn't rattle around on the strings and stuff as I play. So yesterday at about 7 p.m., I went out because I had a whole bunch of other errands I needed to run. I needed to go to a whole bunch of other places. And so the first thing I did was I drove out to where I thought the guitar store was. And so, yeah, it doesn't take me very long to drive over there, just a couple minutes. And I drove around and the guitar store is not there anymore. There's a strip mall on 114th Street. And I drove around in there looking for it and it was not there. I thought, okay, well, maybe they moved. And so I just checked around. And sometimes these businesses move across the street to the other strip mall, which is like a ghost strip mall these days. Nobody was there. And where the hell's the guitar store? So I couldn't find the guitar store. So then I turned. I was leaving and I sort of got turned around accidentally and I started going the wrong way. And I started thinking, well, if I'm going this way, I could go over to the other music store, which isn't that far away, just a few miles and stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I thought, nah, I don't feel like it. So I turned around and I went to the other store I needed to go to so I could get some Kleenex and a bowl. And I bought a bunch of stuff, including a bag of buttons that was on sale, was on clearance. Black and white buttons. But that's neither here nor there. But while I was at that store, it was only, you know, it's next door to Harbor Freight. So I went into Harbor Freight to look for, you know, like webbing. And they had lots of webbing for like toe straps and stuff like that, but no, just, you know, plain webbing. And I didn't feel like spending, you know, like $15 for a lifting strap just so I would have to cut it up and, you know, try to do stuff with it. So, yeah. So I wandered around in there for a while, doing nothing. and then I left. And then I thought, since I'm in the neighborhood, maybe I'll go to the tobacconist and see if they've got any boxes for me. And the only reason I was thinking about that is because when I was driving around near the Ghost Strip Mall, there was a tobacco store in there. And they were closed, but otherwise I would have run in there to see if they had any boxes. So I went to my tobacconist, the one near me, and they did not have any boxes. No more cigar boxes. I really don't need to buy more. But I'm afraid if I don't check, I'll miss like a great one or something. So I came home and I unloaded all the stuff. I bought Kleenexes and toilet paper, and I bought some plastic bowls to eat out of because my plastic bowl is broken and I need new bowls. I bought that bag of buttons, and what else did I buy? It seems like there was something else. Oh, I bought some razors. Isn't that exciting? Yes, it is. So I got to find something to do with these buttons. The only reason I bought them is because, I don't know, for the last few years I've been looking for buttons so I can play button football. But I haven't been able to find any good ones and blah, blah, blah. And it's sort of gotten out of my mind. But when I saw the bag of buttons on sale for a dollar at the store, I thought, you know, I'm going to buy those. These are not ideal buttons for playing button football. Nor are they ideal buttons for modeling. But it doesn't matter. I bought them anyway. And I will play with them. I think the thing I liked about them is it's just a bag of black and white buttons. No other colors. And they're not all quite the same, but there's plenty of each style that I could have, you know, a black team and a white team for playing button football. And then there was also some real small buttons included that, you know, would make a good football for a button football team. Exciting, I know. So anywho, I need some more tea. Ah, delicious. What you really need to know, and I'm sure you're probably wondering, is what about the updates on all the other stuff you're building? Well, the truth of the matter is, I've done nothing. Those two necks are still sitting in my basement, ready to be marked up. They're all sanded. They're all ready to go. I guess I'm still... The excuse I'm using is that I still haven't figured out how to stain them. I don't have any stain. Do I want to get stain? I don't know. Maybe I should just not worry about it and just get it together. Just build some instruments. I have made no progress on any of the other boxes I have. I've got two boxes that I need to slot for these necks. But, I don't know. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll do that while I'm watching other football and weird stuff on TV. I don't know. I don't think I have anything else to do today. Should I go to the grocery store? No, it's Saturday. I got food. I can wait a couple days. I can probably wait until Monday before I go to the store. I hate to go to the grocery store on the weekends. So I don't know. I'm just sitting here in my sweatshirt watching some football, trying to stay warm. It's a little cool in my house. I wonder if my furnace came on overnight. I don't know. I do not know. Oh, and I just realized, yeah, it's Saturday. I was thinking, oh yeah, I can't wait for 12-ounce mouse to come on. Oh, wait. No, it's Saturday. Oh yeah, but I need to check. They changed the schedule of my cartoons, and so I need to check to make sure I know when my shows are coming on tonight. I think at 10:30. And then after 1 a.m. sometime, I don't know. And of course, the channel says program unavailable in the directory. So yeah, I think at 10:30 or 11, and then let's see, then at 1:30 I got Lupin, then Cowboy Bebop, And then we're good. Okay. So anyway, yeah. No 12-ounce mouse tonight, which is coming to a head. There's only one or two episodes left. 12-ounce mouse is probably my second favorite television show that the Cartoon Network produced for Adult Swim. And it's well over 10 years old now, and they don't do anything that bold anymore. But 12-ounce mouse is quite the show. I really do love it. I've been watching it for years, and I still haven't quite completely figured it out because it's so obtuse. It's obscure. It's abstract. It is surreal in the real sense of the word. It's great. I love the show. I love the theme song, and I'm trying to sort of learn the theme song. I'm wondering if I can learn the theme song on my cigar box guitar, but I can't quite figure it out. I have memorized all the words now. I'm pretty happy with that. But I can't quite figure out the chord progression. I think it starts out on one, and it goes to five. When you start singing, goes to one, goes to five. Then there's like the chorus. Then it goes to five for a riff, then to one, then back to five for the last verse. I don't know. It's bizarre. Hey, why don't we listen to it? Let's listen to the theme song from 12-Ounce Mouse. I did find a copy of it in the Internet Archive, so it is not stolen or otherwise used without permission. And this is a funny version of it, though. I've listened to this a few times. There's a bad edit in it, and I don't know. I think this might have been a demo version or something, because it's not quite the same as what we hear at the beginning of the show on TV, but I've got nothing more to say. Without further ado, here you go. The theme song from one of my favorite television shows, 12-Ounce Mouse. Hit it! It makes me laugh every time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was, in fact, the 12-Ounce Mouse theme song by a group called 9-Pound Hammer, who I believe are from Owensboro, Kentucky. Don't quote me on that. But yes, 9-Pound Hammer, a band I wish, you know, lived around here so I could go see them play. Because if all of their music is like that song, well, then they're obviously awesome. 12-ounce mouse, 12-ounce mouse, doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. 12-ounce mouse, 12-ounce mouse. So yeah, we got to figure out how to play the 12-ounce mouse theme song on the old cigar box guitar here. Now, the trick is going to be that riff. That riff is pretty complex, and it's kind of weird, and there's no way in hell, no way in hell anybody's going to be able to play that riff with a slide. That riff is played with fingers, and it's four fingers, and I don't think we're going to be able to do that. So what we need to do is to find a substitute, something that kind of sounds like it. And that was something like this. That's kind of close. That gets the feeling across. It gets the idea But yeah, this is something I'm going to have to learn on something with frets, something so I can diddly diddly my fingers around, because I'm going to need at least two fingers to play that riff instead of one on a slide. Yeah, that's close. Oops. It's as long as I don't screw it up. Out of my way, I'm drunk as hell. Now I'll blow your ass away just like a ring and a bell. Yeah. Can't do it. Out of my way, I'm drunk as hell. And I'll blow your ass away like a ring and a bell. Foot's to the floor and the whiskey's flowing. I got a porn shoot, I gotta get going. Twelve ounce mouse. Jet cars rolling all night long. how does it go? Jet cars rolling all night long. Cranking up the jams and singing along. Car full of bitches and a brand new bong. Yeah, I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to practice that one. But that's pretty good for a first attempt. It's something like that. The chord progression is a little weird. I'm going to have to listen to it a few more times. And of course, I cannot find a good position to sit and play this. Out of my way, I'm drunk as hell. Something like that. 12 ounce mouse. Look for it on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim programming block. It's on at around midnight 15 local time. Don't know what time it's on for you. Check your local listings for 12 ounce mouse. Oh, that reminds me. Last night, when I was driving around looking for, you know, stuff, looking for a guitar store, I remembered, oh yeah, maybe I should listen to some classic rock, because my radio is tuned to the classic rock station. So I thought, gee, I wonder how long it'll be before I hear a Steve Miller song. So I turned on the radio, and guess what was on? No, it wasn't Steve Miller. It was this. Yeah, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. Yeah, and then I caught it about 2 minutes into it, Then when the song ended, they started up with some Fleetwood Mac, and so I had to turn the radio back off. That's what we call vibrato. Not when it's on the wrong note. That doesn't work. Vibrato. Has been going on? Not much. I haven't been building anything. I've just been having way too much fun noodling around on my cigar box guitar. Whenever I have some free time, I'm not thinking, oh, maybe I need to get to work. No, I'm thinking, I need to play my cigar box giddy. Anyway, I should probably get out of here. Be sure to stay tuned, because coming up next is MJT's Sound Show, Music and Discussion, coming up next, right at the top of the hour. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Guitar Committee. If you have a dubious guitar, you should play it. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Rolling on it.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.